Thomas Jefferson and I were born 200 years and half a world apart, but we are neighbors now. All that separates his home from ours is a few miles, just a short drive along Route 20 in Virginia, also known as the Constitution Route. Monticello, the elegant estate that Jefferson designed and called home for more than 50 years, sits on top of Carter Mountain in Charlottesville. Our house, much smaller and far less famous, sits at the foot of Carter Mountain. We are privileged to live so close to greatness, but it's fitting that Jefferson had the better view. He was a far-sighted man, like all our founding fathers, and when he looked out on America, he saw its goodness and promise. He devoted his life to creating a nation that respected dignity and rewarded hard work. One of Jefferson's greatest legacies is the Declaration of Independence, which announced in 1776 that America was no longer a colony of England, but a fully free and independent country. "We hold these truths to be self-evident," the young lawyer wrote, "that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." It's a revolutionary statement, both a proclamation of faith in human equality and a firm rebuke of tyranny. It says that people can make decisions about their own lives. No one else has the right to do that for them. This vision of equality has been hard to realize. Our founding fathers made mistakes, some of them appalling. Today, it's possible and important to look back and see the many wrong turns in our nation's history. But the ideals set forth in the Declaration of Independence will always be the core values of the United States. A major part of what became America had been under English rule for 150 years when it declared its independence in 1776. It had been forced to obey a king who had never set foot on American soil and to pay taxes to a government that ignored its needs. This was unjust, insisted Jefferson and his colleagues at the Continental Congress in Philadelphia. It was time for Americans to govern themselves. It was time for America to be free. "The history of the present King of Great Britain," the Declaration noted, "is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states." Jefferson's words set a hook in my heart when I first read them as a law student in Pakistan. Just like the United States, Pakistan had been a colony of England, and the people of Pakistan also had a long list of grievances against their British rulers. Although King George III, the king whom Jefferson described as a tyrant, had been dead for over 125 years, the damage done by the governments of his successors could still be felt in Pakistan. But I was also aware of the damage that Pakistan was doing to itself. Unlike America, Pakistan was not a democratic country. Military dictators had forced their will on the people. Ordinary citizens had no power, no voice in their government. How had America become a democratic nation that was governed by the rule of law through free and fair elections and not a military dictatorship? And how had it preserved and even strengthened its founding principles? The signers of the Declaration of Independence vowed to stand together in 1776. They agreed to pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. But the men who made these promises were long gone by the time I first encountered their words. How had their values been passed down from one generation to the next, and the next, and the next for centuries? The answer, I realized, was the United States Constitution. The Constitution is where the promises of the Declaration of Independence are transformed into the legal principles of a representative democracy. It's where Jefferson's complaints against an overreaching and out-of-touch monarch are answered by the creation of a government with clear responsibilities and firm limits. It's where a nation that is ruled by laws, not by commands, finds its structure. What a blessing to live in a country governed by the rule of law. Sometimes it takes someone born without such a legacy to humbly remind us how precious it is.